Defense Pack, or DPEC as it would quickly and widely become known, made a roaring entry onto the loose and murky field of political finance. No political action committee in recent history had appeared with as much muscle behind it. Its seed money came from a Chicago financier named Mitzker, an American with dual Israeli citizenship. Other Jewish high rollers were quickly brought into the fold, though their identities were shielded by corporations and offshore accounts. Teddy Maynard knew the dangers of having a bunch of rich Jews contribute openly and in an organized fashion to Lake's campaign. Mitzker was a liberal, but no issue was as dear to him as the security of Israel. Aaron Lake was dead serious about a new military, and Middle East stability depended on a strong America, at least in Mitzker's opinion. Mitzker leased an entire floor of an office building near Dulles. His staff worked around the clock to instantly outfit 40,000 square feet with the latest technology. He had a 6 a.m. breakfast with Elaine Tiner, 60 years old and currently regarded as the most powerful lobbyist in town. Over bagels and juice, she agreed to represent DPEC for an initial retainer of $500,000. Her firm would immediately dispatch 20 associates and that many clerks to the new DPEC offices. One section would do nothing but raise money. One would analyze congressional support for Lake and begin the delicate process of lining up endorsements from senators and representatives and even governors. Yet another section would do nothing but research. Military hardware, its costs, new gadgets, futuristic weapons, Russian and Chinese innovations, anything that candidate Lake might need to know. The challenge at hand was unprecedented, electing an unknown, last-minute candidate who at the moment enjoyed 30% name recognition and 12% positives. What their candidate had, though, unlike the other flakes who dropped in and out of the presidential derby, was seemingly unlimited cash. Tiner had been well paid to elect and defeat scores of politicians, and she held the unwavering belief that money would always win. Give her the money, and she could elect or beat anybody.